collecte de la prison de Bordeaux et de la prison Rivière-des-Prairies en composant le numéro 514-876-3748. Encore une fois, c'est 514-876-3748 pour les appels collectes. On a aussi un numéro normal qui est 438-337-8423. N'hésitez pas à appeler ce numéro et à nous laisser un message avec des nouvelles à partager sur l'émission ou un message audio pour vos proches à l'intérieur.
Radio Montréal, voix de la ville mondiale, CKUTFM 90.3.
Welcome to Queer Core on CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal's only queer culture show that bridges any divide between queer sex and radical queer politics. Due to the fabulous nature of queer experience, tonight's program may contain sexually explicit or coarse language. You've been advised.
What's up, everybody? It's the one and only Miss Chris. You're tuning in to Ask Miss Chris Show on Queercore, CKUT 90.3. You know the vibes. Today we're doing some... I always feel like I'm saying we're doing stuff differently, but, you know, I'm a woman with different ideas. I like to do stuff in a different way. You know, it keeps it interesting. So today, just like a few weeks before, we're doing stuff in a pre-recorded way. So don't call, don't email. Nobody will be sitting by the phone. So don't call. It's a pre-recorded show, so you'll be tuning in later in tonight. And if you are in your car, I would advise you to drive, do a U-turn. I don't know where you are right now, but do a U-turn. Go to Parc Émilie Gamelin at 7, not even 7, 5. 5 to 8, the girls are performing for Glitterbomb X Pride. You do not want to miss it because I'll be there. You can see me and hear me in person. Now back to the show. Today, episode 7. Let's get into the hot topics. Like I told you guys, I think 2 weeks ago that we're going to do stuff differently in terms of the way I'm going to set up the show, right? So we're going to have new topics for hot topics on the third week of the month, interviews on the second week, and so on and so forth. So what we're going to try today is give a little try for the hot topic. Now, my personal hot topic of the week, it's nothing based or, you know, related to celebrity culture or anything. It's just human nature, I would say. Human nature, I like that. Just like the Madonna song, Human Nature. So the human nature of today is stop messing with people's husbands. Stop playing with people's partner. Because let me tell you something. I've been, you know, I keep my ears in the streets. People tell me stories that come on the show and I tell you those stories. But I keep the name private. This is a respectable business. However, so basically some of my friends recently were telling me how, because, you know, I always tell you girls also, bringing a date, bringing somebody that you don't know like that to the club, you're playing a dangerous game. Because I've been telling you, the girls are out on the prowl. People are looking for husbands. People are looking for wives. People are looking for boyfriends, girlfriends, and partners. Now, if you're not secure in your own relationship or the way you see your relationship fits, the club might be the best place for you to go. Exhibit A. One of my friends that I will not name recently, you know, I guess she would go, I know she's mostly for the girls, so she's mostly 100% for the girls, right? She's very comfortable in her sexuality, it's no secret for nobody, so when she goes out, and like I said, is on the prowl, she's on the prowl for the bitches, and the bitches be knowing. But the issue is, she gets with this pretty girl in the club a few weeks ago, right? And here comes this younger, not so comfortable in her sexuality. You know the type of people that are still bi? But I put it on the youth. Because when you're, let's say, 18 to 19 to 20, like Samantha Jones said in Sex and the City, all the kids are going bi. You're trying to figure it out. So let's say this young girl is in that situation, right? So basically, my good sis that's very strong and very powerful in her sexuality was able to bag one of the baddest bitches in the club that night. Mm-hmm. She bagged her, things were going down, on and popping. And here goes Miss Youth, right? Miss Bisexual Youth. Now, all of a sudden, she realizes that the girl, the baddie she wanted to bag, has been bagged, sealed, and delivered to my friend. One would think, you know, oh, seeing this happen to you, seeing this happen in real life, in person, at the club, well, you go with somebody else. You know, the club is full of beautiful people. You can always find someone else. But that's when the issue starts. Because that young youth, I feel like I'm telling some type of thriller story, honey, like on the radio. I love it. So basically, the youth had all this energy to say to my friend, honey, oh, yes. And a lot of it was based, I believe, because I wasn't there, but, you know, word of mouth. I believe that a lot of it was based and internalized homophobia or whatnot, you know, lesbianophobia and everything, femphobia even. People deal with a lot of stuff. But what really irked me is that what makes you think you coming in the club, you making eye contact, you having a moment with someone means that that person belongs to you and the club? Me, I personally say, I never take anything that comes in the club for granted outside of the club. Honey, Barack Obama could come to that chat on Thursday and tell me, I have a job for you, Chris. We're taking over the White House. I wouldn't go the next day. On Friday, I'd be home. Because if he told me that in the club, that stays in the club. Whatever happened in the club stays in the club because we do not all share the same energies outside of the club. It's not the same vibe. You can't be showing up with that club energy outside of it and expecting me to react the same way I did on the dance floor. I was 6 drinks on. Few bumps in. Few left. You know, it's not the same vibe. And my thing with people that have all this energy for, you know, jealousy and whatnot and bitterness and sourness, the human emotions are very tricky, right? Humans have emotions and they're all so, so, so tricky. So you've heard me say, and I'll say it again, I am not the type to judge somebody's emotions. I will not judge somebody's feelings because feelings are not to be quantified and are not necessarily to be explained. You feel the way you do, and that's life. It's the way you decide to act upon it that changes everything. And that goes back to the story. Because had she been on her corner, and the words of Robin, "I'm in the corner, watching you kiss her, oh, whoa, whoa," it would have been something else. But the fact that she picked up that energy and brought it up to my friend in such way to let her know that I see what you do, and the internalized homophobia jumped out, and I'll see you're telling on yourself. And it goes back to another story, because the streets have been wild, honey. The streets have been wild and about. I've been hearing stories. And that's why I said this episode, I'm going to have to set up some gospel for you guys. I don't bring the gospel enough. I brought the gospel last season. I might bring it back next season, but I'll bring it back today in the meantime. When I'm telling you to stop playing with people's husbands, I'm guilty of it myself. Oh, yes. I'm guilty of it myself. Every time I walk, especially in Villeray, because, you know, Villeray is the neighborhood of families and children and dads and motherhoods and whatnot. And I'm walking in Villeray, and every time I see a handsome father, I'm talking about the kind of father that pushes the carriage, right? Not the one that stays on the side. He's pushing the stroller, the carriage, baby carriage and all. I be looking. Yes. I've been known to turn my head. I've been known to break my neck to catch a little glimpse. But you know what else I've been known to? I've been known to be caught in the act. Have you ever looked at somebody's husband, and by the time you lift your eyes, the wife is looking at you back? Oh, yes, it has happened to me. And when that happens, I know my place as the non-wife in this situation. I look away. I'm not about to have any issue with somebody and her husband. And I feel like a lot of you should learn that, because recently another one of my friends was in the club. Let me take a sip of this bubbly, because that story was wild. However, if you guys are listening to this, also, I'm drinking the blackberry bubbly today, the same as last time. I think it's still my favorite flavor. I'll keep you updated. So back to the story. So basically, my friend is at the club with her boyfriend, right? And if the people involved in this story are listening, well, rest assured, like, once again, there's not going to be any names mentioned. And also, I'm just talking. I'm not picking any sides. Although it will sound like I'm picking a side, you'll get to know which one. So back to the story. My friend is in the club with her boyfriend. Oh, I see her third guest. Right on the camera. Oh, she's turning around. Thank you, Jacques. I love this studio because with the camera, I can see who's coming up all up in my house, honey. I need this system in my house. But anyways, Miss Delano. Yes. All right. Yes, also, babies. I'm sitting with the Spiral Girls. I have Sam, Cody, and Delano walking in the studio right now. Girls, say a quick hi. Miss D will settle down and we'll get back to her later. So back to the story. So my friend is in the club with her boyfriend, and here comes this other person. Now, mind you, the reason why I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm in a perfect position to bring this story up is because in the wickedness of it all, my name was brought up. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Which gives me the right to tell the story the way I see fit. So basically, that person sees my friend with her boyfriend, right? They're sitting on the, they're standing up in the corner, smoking a cigarette. Life is good under the moonlight. All right. Here she goes. Oh, baby, did you see what happened to Chris and her story? Now, in the words of Nene Leakes, now see why am I being thrown in shit I ain't even done yet? Because, mind you, I wasn't there. I heard it all afterwards, word of mouth. So she's telling my friend, you know what happened with Chris and her story? And I wish this was a visual show because I could show you better. But I'll describe you the situation. So here she goes. She does a little 180 to face my friend. But mind you, my friend is with the boyfriend on the right. So here comes Miss Girl, booty all up on the crotch. And when I say the crotch, I don't mean my girl's crotch. I mean her man's crotch. Now listen, me, some of my girls, some other people that I know, we might be from Montreal, but I was not raised in the queer community. We were raised in the hood. I've seen bitches fight for less. And my friend was about to fight. If it wasn't for her man being a white man, she didn't want to make too much of a commotion in this nice establishment. So my friend kept her calm. You know, she bit her tongue. She played it cool. But that wasn't enough, honey. Next thing you know, because I skipped the part on top of that, before the booty on the crotch, here came the hand kiss, which is so extra. In 2022, when men reach for my hand and kiss my hand, I'm always like, sure, you know, it's like in the movies, give me a moment. Do I feel it? Not really. I'm more of a lower hip girl. If you want to introduce yourself, once again, that's about consent. I'm giving you consent. Me, personally, if you want to introduce yourself to me, I'd rather you put your hand on my lower hip. Because you kissing my hand, first of all, I'm smoking. That's first. Second of all, You don't know where my hands have been. I could have been picking up a cigarette that I dropped on the floor right before, and now you're kissing my joints, my knuckles and all. Don't be kissing my hand like that. It's a bit extra. Unless somebody's into that. You know, some girls are into it. Now, she did the hand kissing and everything. And the boyfriend himself, he should be getting some smoke too. You mean to tell me you're sinning with your soon-to-be wife? Here comes another girl, putting her hand in front of your mouth, and you don't think of anything else better to do than kiss the hand? Honey, if I were you, I'd be blowing on the ring. So back to the booty on crotch. My friend was so shook in that moment. Because the thing is, you see somebody outside holding hand with someone that you know, you easily can tell that that person is dating, right? And even if you're not in the secret of it all, if you don't know everything, if you're not close with that person, body language speaks for itself. You can easily tell when somebody's married, you don't need to see the ring. You can easily tell when somebody's cheating, they don't need to tell you. Because when they're cheating in the club, I haven't been cheating in the club, but I've been the one they cheat with in the club, honey. They start dancing all up on you, and you see them turning their heads every 5 minutes. What are they looking at? What are they looking at? What do you see? A 5'2" white girl coming out. Hey! Now, I look crazy, you look confused, and she looks upset. Don't do this. And that goes to when I say stop playing with people's husbands. Let me talk to the husbands. Why are you out here playing? We've had this talk before on my show. I told you, polyamory is not for everybody. If you want to be a hoe and fuck around, that's one thing. And it's a very valid thing. But stop throwing polyamory in the mix. You want to be a hoe, be a hoe. When you're a hoe, you stand in your wholeness, 10 toes down. You don't need to start throwing those, you know, whatever, you know, I don't know what the kids call it nowadays, but all these words. You don't need to throw them in the mix. Because now you bring your girlfriend to the club thinking that both of you are in this respectable relationship or some type of a situationship where everybody's hearing each other and feelings are listened and heard. And, you know, it's a marriage boot camp scenario kind of thing, right? Your relationship is perfect. Now your friend is in the club. She gets herself a rum and coke. Your girlfriend, might I add, is in the club getting herself a rum and coke. Comes back. You're with some other bitch. But the situation is, you wouldn't have had that kind of energy had your girlfriend hadn't left for that rum and coke. Because people will do, you know, my good friend Tariq once said, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is to ask for permission. Which is very true. Which is extremely true. That's why people go cheat and then they ask for forgiveness. Because if you go to your partner, especially if it's a monogamous relationship, and you go with saying, oh, you know, I met somebody and I, you know, they're really nice. No. Ain't nobody ever done that. And I'm telling you this because myself, once again, I can speak from experience. I've been less than truthful. Yes. When I wanted to open a relationship a while ago, I didn't tell that nigga, oh, there's somebody in my life I'd like to see. Are you crazy? Because that way that nigga is onto you. He knows what kind of game and who those games you want to play them with. No. The way you bring it up. You know, I think I want to meet new people. Yeah. I think I want to, you know, explore. So when people tell you, when people decide to not tell you and decide to play games in the club and disguise and in the word of, oh, you know, it's just a club, whatever happens to the club, because you could quote me on this, I literally just said it. Don't take anything that happens for the club for granted outside of the club. Right. But that goes to say, if you are with somebody in a space that person brings you in, and when I say husband, because a lot of you might find this funny, right? This is such a queer show. Here she's talking about husband and wives. I can only speak for my girls. I could speak for the trans mask too, to a certain extent. But I like to speak for the trans fams. I can only speak for my girls. We bring you niggas to our spaces. And you don't find anything else better to do than to go hit up one of our friends? And this little community called, in this little city called Montreal, where I probably have everybody's phone number and a little black book. You think we don't know each other? You think the trans girl you're talking to and the club that your friend, that your girlfriend, who's a trans girl, brought you to, you think they don't know each other? You think they don't get their nails done together at Kathy? You think Vicky is not the one getting their hair braided? We all know each other, and you have no idea how embarrassing that can be. But a lot of people don't care because the club is the club, and I get it. Because let us repeat it in your cars once again. Don't take anything that happens in the club for granted outside of the club. I'm going to put this on t-shirt and coffee mugs. Actually, we should make some club attire for it. I'll think of it. But let's go back to the story, because I digress. Yes. Because just like Santa says, right? Santa, she has a term for it. It's called Club Kennies. And if you like girls, it would be a Club Barbie. So basically, a Club Kenny and a Club Barbie is somebody that you just have those kind of relationship and energy with and the club. Nothing ever happens outside of the club, and that's fine like that. You know, a lot of people, they get few drinks in, and all of a sudden, they discover their sexualities. Me, personally, I am not big to play and to play with the Kens, with the Barbies, with the Trolls, with the Polly Pockets, with the entire Toy Story franchise. I don't play that. I like real things. So I kind of left the Club Kenny business outside, you know, in my youth. But a lot of people still do it. A lot of people still enjoy it. And let me give you a few pointers. Your Club Kenny, right? The name says it, club. I might be repeating myself, but because I've seen it. Why are you getting upset when your Club Kenny leaves with somebody else? Unless you came with that person. But even if you came with that person, that doesn't make them a Club Kenny, because therefore it was outside of the club. So let's bring it back to a club statement. If you meet somebody in the club, the club is love is almost like a game of love and wait, right? If you don't make your move quick enough, somebody else will. Because I always tell you girls, the girls are on the prowl. People are looking, especially at summertime. We're right out of the pandemic. People are looking for something of substance. People are alive. We all thought we'd be dying. Well, now monkeypox is on the rise. Thank God monkeypox is not killing nobody that we know of. Rest in peace to the ones that died from COVID. But times have changed. People are they want to feel exhilarated, right? They want to feel like a rush of life coming in their bodies after all these years of us being locked up. You think everybody is not out here trying to get theirs? Candy Burris said it herself in one of her songs. When you're out in the club, don't think I'm not. Even when you're out getting yours, don't think I'm not. People are out here getting yours, and I love to see it, and I'm here for it. But what I don't like to see is people taking everything so personally in the club settings. Somebody not leaving with you, somebody going with somebody else. Girl, in the words of, and not even in the words, once again, visual show. I was about to do my favorite Mary J. Blige move. In the words of Mary J. Blige, you better throw that shit to the left or to the right. Get on with it. Good riddance. Somebody else will come about. And half of the times, the people that they be living with, your club kennies, the sex will be awful. After all these bumps of coke, what do you think they're about to give? Honey, ain't nothing standing up. Nothing. You dodged the bullet. In the words of Beyonce. But I say this to say that. Please. Please. And I'm begging of you. Because it's also, it comes from self-love, right? It comes from self-love. Because when you know you're that bitch, you don't need to care about somebody choosing somebody else over you. You should be choosing yourself anyways. Hunty, somebody not choosing you doesn't make you any less of a 10. Somebody wanting to hook up with your friend, or who knows, that doesn't make you any less, anything further or lesser than what you are. The same way somebody picking you over somebody else doesn't make you anything better. Adriana Lima said it herself. She doesn't get hyped up with men finding her sexy, because men will find a cheeseburger sexy. Men will fuck a cheeseburger. They literally... Girl, if I was to go on Pornhub right now and type food and cheeseburger hunty, the amount of men fucking cheeseburgers on the timeline I would see. And you think me, at 24 years of age, about to base my self-worth on what man finds me attractive? Girl, let me have another sip of this bubbly. Just crazy. So I say this to say that once again. Leave people's husbands, especially in club settings, in the sense that if you know somebody's in a relationship, not because they're in the club means that it's a free-for-all. This is not a buffet. You cannot just walk up and, you know, wreak havoc. When it comes to club kennies, understand that man, that girl, and that non-binary isn't yours. It's not. If it was yours, it wouldn't be a club kenny. You'd be married by now. They're interested in you and the club. Leave it at that. And last but not least, love yourself. And also, don't go into the club in hopes to find love and hopes to find dick or whatever. If you want to find dick, there's plenty of apps for it. Shit, people are so horny, you could probably stand on Saint Laurent and scream, dick, and somebody would stop. And that's another thing. Stop feeling so bad when niggas don't want to give you dick, honey. Let me come closer to the mic. Do you know how much these men and even these girls, because I'm one of these girls sometimes, some people will literally have sex in the name of curiosity. They're not into, they're not interested in anything, but they're curious to see, what are you packing? What kind of sex game do you have? How can you take dick? It's valid. Curiosity killed the cat. No pun intended. But stop basing yourself on the way people see you and perceive you, because that will kill you and that will drive you crazy. It's something that I can understand, you know, when you're younger, especially as a queer person. When you're 18, you're a fresh adult, you're trying to figure out life and who you are and society, especially when society never allowed you to be who you were when you were younger, to build yourself and build your self-esteem. So I can fully understand that you need a few years to figure everything out, right? But within those few years, I'm gonna need y'all baby queers or youth to understand, when you're a bad bitch, you're a bad bitch from within. When you're a real nigga, you're a real nigga from within. When you're a haughty non-binary NB, well, honey, you make the rules. You make your own rules, you make your own guidelines. The same way I walk in these streets looking like a video vixen, and my mustache is better trimmed than half of these niggas. Why? Because I make my own rules. Why? Because I get to decide. And why? Because I'm that bitch. Because I know it from within. Now, this was the gospel for today, 22 minutes, and this is a record. I got the word "and." That's cute. But let's get into the real topic of today's episode. I have the beautiful Spiral Girls right in front of me. Ladies, a real introduction now.
Hello.
Come closer to the mic.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, girls.
Are we good? How are we feeling?
Feeling good. Yeah. I'm feeling a bit sweaty.
This yes. heat.
Yeah. Beautiful, though.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
I'm not usually like this out of bed this early, but here we are.
It is very early.
This is a struggle.
It's like 12:30.
Listen, I had a nail appointment at 10, so I said, might as well, you know, just rush my way out.
Chris's nails look amazing, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you.
Yes, let's see what you got.
Oh, a little brown matte moment. I like a nude.
Yeah.
Right?
A nude, yeah. So nice. Rounded square tips.
Thank you, baby. Gorgeous. Shout out to Miss Kathy. If you want to go see her, Ongle Florissant on Park, say Chris sent you. She'll love it. But anyways, back to the spiral situation. Before we get into the spiral coming up on the 7th, right?
Yes.
Can we talk about the last spiral? Because I thoroughly enjoyed myself. And I'm just so proud of you guys, because I got to see... Was it for Mural? It was...
Yeah.
Yeah, give me the backstory.
The after party for Mural. Mm-hmm. So we did a unicorn
yes.
with Mural, which was... super fun as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, then we did the spiral after party. It's kind of our first time doing a big rave like
yeah.
that. We had like a mini one a couple months ago with Flesh Collective. That was the first time we did a big one.
Yeah.
And we went all out and yeah.
It was a success. It was amazing.
Thank you.
No, it was amazing. Thanks. Of course. And how did you girls get together for spiral? Because I know you do other parties. Cody, I think you do other parties as well with her. Miss Delano and everything. How did everything come about for spiral?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've all kind of dabbled in like
yeah.
the nightlife scene. We've
mm-hmm.
kind of been in this community for a while now, and I don't know, we just like got together one night and we were like, we should definitely like put all of our energies, all of our experience together and
yeah.
come up with something amazing, especially
mm-hmm.
after the pandemic. I feel like we needed a reason to smile, be happy, and
mm-hmm.
kind of spiral out of control a bit.
Yeah.
100%. The pandemic really had people, you know, people becoming so sad, so dull to a certain extent. I'm happy that you girls are out here bringing spice and lights back to it.
Absolutely. I think, of course, yeah, we know how we were feeling during Miss Rona. It wasn't
yeah.
fun.
Mm-hmm.
We were locked up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we still, it's not to say like the queers still party. The dolls still went out. And those
of
were
course.
Some of the best parties too, because they were kind of high stakes. They were illegal, like
mm-hmm.
the cops were coming to shut us down, and there was like an energy to those like illegal raves that I don't know, that was very special.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, once the pandemic ended too, like people, there was a new energy and people were like, I'm finally free, I can go out again. And it was
yeah.
like an amazing energy. But it's been, you know, it's been kind of like a year since then. And I don't know about you guys, but for me, I had a moment where I was like, okay, the pandemic happened. We are going out again. I've been going out for the last few months, and I'm like, what else is there gonna be like? I was like going out, and I was like, wait, why am I going out?
Something
like
I'm
celebrating my my freedom, but there needs to be more than that. Mm-hmm. And for me, spirals that it's kind of an event that we put more thought into and more like concept into it. It's just, it's still cunty, but it's with a concept too.
I love that.
And yeah, I want to do something more with what we can do with nightlife.
Yeah. 100%. And I love, first of all, that you guys brought back go-go dancers, which is a thing. I don't understand why they can't. Well, I mean, yes, the pandemic. That's why we didn't have any. It's hard to go-go dance in somebody's living room. However, I'm really glad because I was very honored to be one of the girls for the last edition. But yeah, like the concept, and there's so many things that comes within club identity and just club settings and everything that are so important and close to the square culture and just the underground culture as a whole. And it's just so amazing. Like, is there going to be dancers for this one too also?
Yes. Nice.
Can you guys tell us who? Is it a secret not out yet?
The secret's out. We have, oh my God, I'm so horrible with names. Definitely going to butcher this. But Araceli.
Yeah, Araceli, yeah.
And then we have a couple of performances as well by Miss Coco Miss Cece Superstar.
Oh.
And then I, too, will also be performing, you know, have to get these bones and joints in motion.
You're making me cry, honestly, because I'm not even going to be there. I'm going to be out of town.
Oh, no.
I know. No, you know, I cried, and I even tried to lie myself out of it. I was like, well, I told you guys I had an event, very important event that I have to attend at night. It's going to run late. I have to be there. They're like, oh, okay, we can come pick you up the next day. And I realized if I'm going to spiral, I'm spiraling out. And then picking me up the next day in the morning might not be cute.
You need to book the next day off.
I need to,
if you're coming to spiral.
Honestly. Yeah. Oh, but so many good performers. Oh my God.
I know, it's going to be excited. And especially with this concept that we have going on. I'm like, can't wait to see what people come up with. Like, the most exciting part for me, like, going out, especially, like, in queer settings, is definitely, like, the looks, the aesthetics, the energy that people bring, because you don't often get that.
For sure. People dress so differently in different clubs. I mean, you gotta know, sometimes you gotta know what club you're going to, because you might be slightly underdressed. And when I say underdressed, it's some clothes lacking and missing, showing way too much of what they're giving up or elsewhere. But no. And then, is it gonna be at the same venue as last time?
Yes.
So I guess, if you know, it's kind of, if you know, you know. We're going to keep it a secret for now. If you buy a ticket, we'll tell you where the location is, kind of vibe.
Bargaining, I love that.
But yeah, it's August 7th, which is the Sunday of Pride, the last day of Pride. So yeah, it's your last chance to be proud for the year. For the year. And yeah, it starts at, you know, 11 or 12.
Yeah.
And you can find the tickets on... We have an event on Facebook or one of our Instagrams, Sam Like Sam, Messy Elliot, or Real Void. And yeah, the DJs are, we have Marie Davidson. Yeah, and Neil Ido. So yeah, Marie Davidson has just started DJing again. She had her first show in Montreal for many years this week. And she did a 5-hour set at System, and it was amazing.
It was incredible, yeah.
It blew my mind, and so we're so excited to have her. And Neo Ito, who's iconic and amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Cody and I as well are DJing.
Cute. Okay.
Yeah.
That shit breaks my heart. I'm sorry, guys. I'm like in the back clutching my fist, stomping the floor. I'm like, this is not unfair, you know. I should be grateful for everything. Everybody should be grateful. If you have work and that's the reason you can't work and you can't come to the club, it's a reason too, especially if it's something you love doing. But hunty, if I could be two places at the same time. You know, I even told him, I was like, well, whatever you do, I need to be brought back the next day. Bring me back on time.
Bring back the girls.
Bring back my girls. Oh my God. But listen, let's go on a little ad break, and by ad I'm meaning musical break.
Hi, my name is Sam Blake, and this is my new single, Irresistible.
know you want it.
So we are back on Ask Miss Chris Queer Core with the girls from Spiral, Miss Sam, Miss Delano, Miss Cody. What's good? What's good? Now, we took a little cigarette break. I do have to add audience, viewers, and whatnot. I am living for this pre-recorded lifestyle. You might never see me live ever again. This is quite nice. If you know me, you know I'm a smoker and I'm a drinker. I like a little sit in the sun with a cigarette and a drink. And I had it just now, and we talked about something. We talked about the concept. And when I'm telling you this concept, I had me almost throwing myself on the damn university street to get rolled over. What is going on? Explain it to the people. Tell me.
Okay, so the concept for the spiral is Cosmic Circus.
Yes.
So think Killer Clowns in Space, think like intergalactic travel to like a huge planet with like a circus tent on it, just like lights, red noses, curly wigs, big clown shoes. Yeah. We love it.
The dolls are going to Mars.
The dolls are going to Mars.
Come on, Teletubbies. This is your one-way ticket.
But Sam, tell me about the story, how you guys came up with the theme, because that killed me. I was like, what? When God gives you a sign, the thing about the park, I think.
Yeah, well, it's funny because Cody and I, we just go for bike rides sometimes, and I wanted to go to this park I'd never been to called Frederick Beck. Mm-hmm. And it happened to be, well, the park itself is like full of these alien pods.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been, there's like, I don't know, probably like 100 alien pods there, which was, you know, giving the alien vibe for sure. Mm-hmm. But then we realized that the Cirque du Soleil headquarters were right beside there.
Yeah.
And there were all of these tents outside too. And it just like, it unified our theme together. So we were there yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, this is it. I was like, it was a sign from the galaxy. Just telling us this is what's up. You'll have to come to see, but yeah, we're working on a little tent moment, intergalactic tent moment.
Yeah, a bit of installation art for the show.
Yeah.
I just love a theme. I just love a story. And from the ways you girls described it, listen, people, get your tickets. Sam, where can they get those tickets?
The tickets are, you'll find a link. You can go to my profile. The link's in my bio.
Mm-hmm.
You can look up Spiral Cosmic Circus on Facebook. Maybe even Google will let you find it. But yeah, just go on any of our Instagrams. Like I said, Sam Blake Sam, Messy Elliot, 2 T's, and Real Void on Instagram.
Get those tickets. I cannot stress it. Get those tickets. What I'm telling you... I'm repeating myself, and I'm really upset. I still can't believe. You girls know I love a good party. You girls know I love a party that's thrown well. And the last Spiral thought showed me that the Spiral team knows how to host and receive people, right? And the theme this... Let me have the last sip of my bubbly, because I'm actually quite upset. I'm like... Larry Davidson, Miss Delano performing Coco. Anyways, you know what? It's okay, because I'll be there in spirit. And I will be there in spirit. I'll be there in eyes. I'll be there in love.
She's always watching.
I'm always watching. Shit, you might see me on FaceTime with somebody. I might call Santa. Put me on the put me on the booth.
Yes.
That's crazy. You know, but I'm so excited. I'm extremely excited still, because this is seeing you girls take, not even initiative, because I hate when people say take initiative. It makes it feel like, oh, you're doing something that something should be done about. I'm like, girl, if you want to do it, just do it. There's no such thing as initiative. Do it for yourself. But all of that, you girls just took it upon yourselves. Because like you said, the parties were cunt after the pandemic. They'll be coming after me for that. But when stuff were loosened up, when regulations were loosened and everything, we had parties. We had really cute parties. But some of those parties, the general feeling, a lot of it was missing. This either what we had this feeling of, you know, of, oh my God, that we had in the pandemic and even before, because the world will forever be before and after the pandemic. It changed and it will probably never go back to what it used to be. But I'm really excited. I'm really happy to see that you guys out here bring back the essence, because it's one thing to just put people in the club, put a DJ behind the booth, have some alcohol flowing and call it a day. I could do it. shit, I could do it in my living room. I have a pretty big living room. Does that mean I'm about to call it a party and have all these people coming in and pay $5 to $10 to $15? No. You gotta give them something. Give people a story. Give people a reason to really dress up and be like, shit, you know what? I'm about to eat. I love that. So, oh my God.
Definitely. What? Like, that's what we're missing. I feel like that kind of energy, that kind of excitement, mm-hmm. that kind of like, oh my God, I can't wait to be at this in this environment with these people serving, giving, receiving. Just bring it back.
Bring the fuck back. People don't understand the club. Big part, at least for me, and I feel like for a lot of us here, part of the fun about going out is to getting ready. Like, you know, the, ooh, what am I going to be serving today? Who am I going to look like? Am I giving Candy? Am I giving Natasha? Am I giving Elise? Like, what's going on? You know, what's the story? What's the situation? Mm-hmm. A big part of it is that. And especially for the queer community, for the girls and everything, even though I hate that when people do, let's say, documentaries or, like, footage on us, on the girls, they seem to think that our lives starts and end in the club. Like, whatever we do, the way we dress, the way we present ourselves is for the club. And I'm like, no, girl. We do this 9 to 5. We might do it on the weekends also. But we be doing it on a daily basis. And people don't understand that because we do it on a daily basis, the club is a reason to overdo it. The club is a reason to forget all of your home training, honey. If your parents were to see you coming out of the club, they'd be like, that is not my child. I did not raise you in such things. And that's the energy we love about the club. And I just want, especially because CKUT has so many different listeners, viewers, and whatever you want to call yourselves, supporters. We love you. But so many different people, so many different aged groups and cliques and just genres. And I'm forgetting my words, but just different type of people, right? So for the people that come to the club, that are going to come to Spiral for the first time and coming for the first time to a queer event, I just also want you to be mindful if you're coming as a cis person. I mean, I'm dropping this. It's not my party, but I'm dropping it. Be mindful because this is still the space for the girls. Done by the girls, for the girls. You're a guest. Don't you forget it. But you're also more than welcome to come and pay and support. And tip the DJs and performers. Tip the performers, especially, you know, the go-go dancers, the performers. Tip the DJs. Because that's one thing I realize people don't do it as often. DJs don't, because yes, to a certain extent, DJs get paid more than performers. But still, doesn't mean that they shouldn't get tipped. DJs put so much work. I'm looking at all you guys, Sam, Cody, and I know Sana, I know Munib. I see how much work there is into coming. They just don't do a playlist. It's not giving plays. These girls are out here doing witchcraft, coming up with transitions and little spells. I love that. You know, it's a lot. Come and support. But now, ladies, before we wrap up, is there anything you want to tell the viewers, the listeners, whatever, something you want them to bring upon with them before coming to Spiral?
Just to reiterate what you said, be respectful, be mindful. We are creating a safe space, mostly for the girls, mostly for queer people, because we haven't really had that. Yeah. So just as if I were to come into your house, I'm not going to put my shoes on your coffee table. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to put my gum, spit it out in your plant or whatever. I'm going to be respectful. Yeah. I'm going to be happy to be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you that happiness. I'm going to show you that respect and that appreciation. But R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Exactly.
Respect us. Rest and also, you know the theme, Cosmic Circus. Mm-hmm. I want to see that theme.
Right?
On you. Like, come on, girls. It's a theme. It's a concept.
Yeah. Get a damn red nose. I know a place. Imagine Le Fun on Mont-Royal. Yes. Go get a damn wig, a nose, something.
I love that place.
Right? Mm-hmm. They have everything. You should go check it out. Watch me doing free promo, honey. Imagine
Le Fun.
Sponsor her. Right after Bubbly, now it's going to be Imagine Le Fun. But go check them out. Get your costume. Spiral on August 7th. What time is it going to start?
You can come at 11.
Yeah.
You can
come at 11.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. So you can come after the Pride stuff or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go to Pride. Show your pridefulness. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a word, but show it off. And then come to Spiral and spiral with us.
Yeah. You can spiral up. You can spiral down. But come spiral with us.
What? I love that. Now, everybody, this was the Ask Miss Quiz. Ask Miss Queer.
Ask Miss Queer.
Quick Chris. Ask Miss Crystal on QueerCore with the lovely Spiral Girls. As I said, you will see me later tonight at Glitter Bomb. Come through Glitter Bomb. Yes, Emily Gamelin. Where else are you going to see me before I'm off to Quebec City to go handle my business? Oh, you'll see me at Disconio. Shout out to Disconio on the 5th. And then for the other things, I'll be back then. You'll see me. I'm back and forth. I can never leave Montreal for too long. I have business to attend. And on this note, love you all, and I'll see you this weekend. Love.
Time.
C. C is for...
Cauliflower.
Confusion. Creation.
Pickle. K is for...
Kitten.
Cam.
C. Wait. Fianrofsy. U. Unbearable.
U is for underground.
Oh, yeah.
Umbrella.
T. Trite.
Tremendous.
Torment.
Tire.
C. K.
I can't think of a U one. T.
T.
F is for famous.
Fun. Fumble. M is for... Montreal.
I'm going to avoid spreading COVID-19. It's easy. I'll wear a mask in crowded places. If I have symptoms, I'll self-isolate and do a rapid test. If I test positive, I'll stay home for at least 5 days. And for the next 5 days, I won't visit anyone who's at risk. I'll avoid social events like festivals and gatherings. And I'll limit my activities to only the most essential, all while wearing a mask and staying 2 meters away from others. The virus is still out there, so we have to be careful. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
What made you drop out?
Well, a lot of people think it was the 400 acid trips I took, you know.
Uh-huh, but what was it really, Bob?
One day I played CKUT in 90.3.
Then what happened?
I saw God.
You I saw God. God. Well, that sounds like true enlightenment to me,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, it was grim.
And on the seventh day, the Lord said,
let there be CKUT.
Vous écoutez Les Beaux Sons avec Nathalie Di Palma sur les ondes de CKUT 93 FM.
Bonsoir, nous avons le plaisir de recevoir Sarah May, mannequin, animatrice, autrice et première artiste hip-hop à être nominée dans la catégorie Révélation de l'année au Gala de la Disque 2019 avec son deuxième album, Irréversible. Et à l'automne 2021, elle nous présentait son troisième album, Poupée Russe. Sarah May est une rappeuse engagée dans les causes féministes. Elle a réussi à faire sa marque dans l'univers du hip-hop francophone. L'artiste québécoise d'origine sénégalaise a aussi reçu le prix Visibilité lors du 40e anniversaire de la Journée de visibilité lesbienne 2022 et elle se rend